Doing, Jeff?
Good afternoon, Ruby. Not so bad.
Just had a bit of a stutter there, but you know, we're back on track. It's all good. Now, could you describe to us the key distinguishing features of the Australian water rat?
Okay, well, it's really a very attractive animal. We say, look, don't think of it as a rat. Think of it as a miniature version of an otter, because it's actually very similar to an otter in many of its features. It has it's a fairly largish animal for a rodent. It can weigh up to about 1.5 kilos, so it's about the size of a small platypus. And as I said, it has very many otter-like features. It has a fantastic pair of set of whiskers. It has a very beautiful fur coat, often with a very golden colour to it. It has webbed feet, and it has a tail, which is sort of conical-shaped tail, again, a bit like an otter, a tail that can be used as a rudder, and also where it can store some of its body fat. And the thing about the tail is that it has a white tip to it. Now, this makes it a very easy animal to identify. I mean, apart from the possums, the ring-tailed possum, basically the water rat is the only Australian animal that has a white tip to its tail. And so if you see an animal swimming around or running along the edge of a riverbank or sometimes even in the middle of town with a white tip to the tail, there's a fair chance it's going to be the Australian water rat, or also called Rakali, Aboriginal name.
I've actually just looked up a picture of these Rakali, and they are the cutest things in the world. Oh, my God. But I already like rats, so I'm biased, but they are adorable. Now, where are these water rats mainly
found?
Well,
the interesting thing is that they're a species which actually occurs more widely in Australia than the platypus. The platypus basically occurs down the eastern side of Australia. These guys are much more widespread, so you do get them, for example, in Western Australia and the Northern Territory, and certainly in many places they occur quite close to where people live. And so if we're talking about Sydney, this is an animal which is found throughout most of the Sydney metropolitan region, so people have got a fairly good chance of seeing it. And the really interesting thing is that over the last few years, their numbers in the harbour seem to have gone up considerably. This is a species which not only can use fresh water like the platypus does, it can actually occur in quite salt water conditions and can even occur on beaches sometimes. And so over the last 5 to 10 years, its numbers really seem to have started going up in the harbour. They've been seen in all sorts of suburbs, you know, right from Balmain right throughout to Manly. And people see them when they're fishing or standing on the ferry jetties, and sometimes even there's a restaurant at Manly where they have a wander on the balcony while people are eating. So there are species which you can see, and it's also a species which is quite able to live close to people and is a very, very fearless sort of animal. It's not too worried about people at all. And they actually can become quite tame. There's many instances where they will go into people's gardens and so on and eat people's, you know, pet dog food and things like that. And people can even turn them almost into pets. We know of one lady who, as a water rat, comes into her kitchen every night to be fed and goes out again. So they're a very adaptable species.
That's amazing. Be
sometimes a little bit of a problem because they are adventurous. They're a very intelligent animal. They're very inquisitive. And so I had somebody tell me once that he'd been out for the night, and when he came home, he switched on the light in the kitchen, and there were two water rats, one inside the kitchen passing out Weetabix to another one, you know. So they can sometimes get up to a bit of mischief.
That's fantastic. Oh, my God. What are some conservation issues in relation to the water rat?
Okay, look, this is a species that... you know, there is, it's a fairly widespread species and it's fairly common in some places, but there is a lot of evidence that it has declined in some areas. And so it particularly gets hit by drought very easily. It's not a species that survives through extended drought periods as long as a platypus. And the reason for it is that they don't live so long. This is an animal that probably only lives 3 to 4 years, whereas a platypus can live significantly longer than that. So if you get a drought that goes on for several years, as we had at the beginning of this century, it can be hard for water rat populations to survive through drought. And so numbers did crash in many places. The other thing that happens is, of course, they are unfortunately still subject to pressure from people. I think I talked about the platypus and the fact a lot of them get killed in enclosed yabby traps, and this is exactly the same with water rats. They come to grief in them as well. So we've had instances where up to 7 water rats have been killed in a single net. So I think we talked about that problem a fair bit before, and hopefully that will start to improve. But the other problem with this animal, I suppose, is that unfortunately a lot of people don't even realise it's a native species. As you alluded to earlier, most people think of rats as introduced species, and so when they see a rat like the Australian water rat, even though it's very attractive, they still don't think it's a native species, and so their reaction is to put out the rat traps or the poison or whatever. And so that's something we are trying to work on, is to make people just aware that this beautiful animal is out there, and it's an animal, if you've got around, you can live with it quite happily. They don't cause anywhere near the sort of, you know, dirt and disease problems that the rat rats do. And if you are careful, it will be a very, very attractive addition to your area. But you do need to be aware that you've got to stop killing them sort of unintentionally, as it were. I think that's one of the big problems we face in areas like Sydney, where they are starting to live close to people, is that people just don't know what they are at this stage. So we're really trying to spread the news that this is, as I said, really Australia's equivalent of the otter, both in appearance and in its ecological niche.
Yeah. Do you think it's an issue that, I mean, like, obviously this is something they can't control, but do you think maybe one of the issues is that people do mistake it for a common rat?
Yes, we know this quite a lot. Look, I mean, you know, we know from experience that you know, people have put out rat traps and so on because they thought they had introduced rats, and then when they've, you know, shown the pictures of the animals they've killed, it's been native water rats, and we've been able to sort of educate them to the fact that they are unintentionally killing these sort of animals. So the more we get the message out there that the white tip to the tail is the real key, and if you see that, it's a species we've got to work on looking after.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Jeff.
It's a pleasure. Thanks, Rebecca.